This is the Veterinary Project Podcast, episode 121.
Welcome to the show created by vets featuring absolutely no pets. This is the Veterinary Project Podcast, created by Dr. Michael Bug and Dr. Jonathan Light. Our resident veterinarians have swapped out their stethoscopes in favor of microphones to bring you the Veterinary Project Podcast, a show focused on real conversations, aimed to connect this amazing profession full of remarkable people. Through the sharing of collective stories and wisdom, and connecting over the many unique challenges we face, we invite you to join our community of veterinary professionals leading intentional lives. And now, let's get started with another episode of the Veterinary Project Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Another episode of the Veterinary Project Podcast. If this podcast was a very dramatic sitcom, the piece they would show on the commercial for this episode is, "So Johnny, big changes coming to the podcast in 2023. And then we would cut to commercial and leave everyone hanging. So that's how we're going to start. What's happening, Johnny?
That might go down as one of the best starts to the Veterinary Project Podcast ever. I love
best
it.
Best or worst.
I mean, no, that's best. You started with storytelling. You hung on. You had the right verbiage and tone and all the rest of it.
Well,
slow clap.
Well, thanks, Johnny. I mean, whatever we're on, 120 some episodes, I guess skills slowly evolve.
You know what? We got to get better with time or else what's the point?
Yeah, I agree.
So, which also speaks to our conversation today a little bit.
Yes, but we will get to that shortly. What's happening? I feel like, okay, this is weird, especially for our listeners. We've recorded some episodes, but those aren't coming out till the new year. This, as you are listening to it, is probably one of our first episodes back together. Like, there's been a big period where I recorded, you recorded, and we've just missed each other for a while.
It's true. We're probably dating back to the late fall. And so, yeah, we're catching up. So again, we chat behind the scenes lots and lots and lots, but not while we're recording. You know, we're in the busy time of the year right now in the vet space. Everybody, the pharmaceutical industry, us as a company, clients, animals, you know, that's dependent on the weather and what they're doing, but it is busy. And by I mean busy is we are trying to get things completed before the end of the year, before holidays kick into gear, which means focus is high right now. Lots to do.
I was going to jump on you for that because I was like, if this is the busy time of year, when is the not busy time of year? And all I can think of when I hear that is when I'm phoning the utility companies here in Saskatoon. So it's like SAS Power, SAS Tel, pick your poison. And you get the automated message, "We are experiencing higher than normal call volumes." And it's like, after a while, normal resets. And it's like, no, this is the expected call volume. You're just like understaffed. And it's like, I think of that parallel to like what's going on in the veterinary industry where it's like, oh, unfortunately, every month is busy.
We're there right now. We've been there for a while and all the research says we're going to continue to be there for a while longer. So it's really determining what supports we need to put in place to be able to look after our teams, bring on new talent, retain amazing individuals. We want to continue with our organization and that's a day by day challenge.
Absolutely. So the key word there, you kind of teased where we're going is focus. One more personal question before we jump in there. This episode is dropping right before Christmas. So I guess Merry Christmas if you choose to celebrate that. Happy holidays. What does the Light household get up to? Any traditions that are fun?
Yeah, we've got a couple that we take on. The first is the tree is already up, all those normal pieces. We bounce back and forth between Saskatchewan and Alberta for holidays. This year is a holiday which will have us traveling. So quite excited to come out your way and share some time as my in-laws have recently made a move that has us coming out to Saskatoon. So we're going to be in your neck of the woods, which means we're getting together to come say hi.
Nice.
And so a tradition for us is getting together with the grandparents, cousins, etc., so that the kids can all play around, go tobogganing. We're actually going to bring our pickleball We all have pickleball rackets now for the kids. So we're going to try to do that when we're in Saskatoon. I have no idea if that's even possible or not, but it's a big deal for lots of people. And so we're going to play, I don't know, we'll probably go check out some lights, maybe go skating, drink some hot chocolate, probably have a few whiskeys, just catch up.
There we go. I'm glad you didn't leave the whiskey out because I'd have to call your bluff.
No, that's what it is. Enjoy that around the Christmas time. Enjoy that all year long. So that's on my end. What about you?
The main ones, we started one last year. We go, there's the forestry farm here, which is our sort of version of a zoo. And then they turn it into a big light show. So we go through that typically on around the 23rd. That's kind of a tradition. And then one new one we're going to start, I think we're going to do it New Year's Day. Just rent a hotel room at Sheraton. They have the best water slides in Saskatoon. That's Riley's favorite thing. So we're going to spend the New Year's water sliding.
Nice. Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun, especially for the little ones. Yeah, we'll be back in Alberta by that time.
Yeah. Okay. Flashback now to the big sitcom moment. Big changes coming to the podcast in 2023. Fill us in, Jonathan. What do we got in store?
You are going to put me on the ball for that one. Well, Mike and I, we had multiple strategy sessions over the last few months, trying to organize our lives, professional, personal. There has been a number of changes for both of us. And coming into 2023, we are going to break our weekly podcast output, which we have held to all year long. And we're going to move to a bi-weekly format as of the middle of January. And there's a number of reasons why we're doing that. And, you know, when we first looked at it, it was like, oh no, we can't do that. They won't listen to us anymore. And, or, oh no, our sponsors won't follow us anymore. Oh, they won't pay us. But then you double check and you go, wait, we have no sponsors. We're responsible to ourselves. And we love the feedback from our listeners and YouTube and all of that expanding. But if it comes at the pain of our other responsibilities professionally and personally, what's the point? And so at the end of our strategy session, we came to the, and please follow up on this one, we love doing what we're doing. We love recording. We love meeting and being able to share amazing information with the veterinary community from both other veterinarians as well as outside. But it comes a time and a point where we need to scale it back. So that's what we're going to do in 2023.
Yeah. And you're right. Like, we had tons of conversations on this. Like, we kicked every option around, like, straight up stop the podcast. Like, thanks. It was a fun 2 years. It's over. We looked at, like, okay, like, keep going weekly, like, double down, like, you know, go out there, get sponsors, like, push it hard, put ad spending in. And then we were like, man, like, we really just do this so we can chat with people. Like, we're double recording here today. We chatted with Addy. That's going to come out in the new year. And at the end of it, we're all laughing and, like, we're sitting there. We're like, this is why we're doing it. Like, for you and I, this is not putting groceries on our family's table. Like, we both have, it's taking groceries off our family's table.
Taking groceries away from our family. Let's be realistic here.
So without going too deep in that, I guess it really came down to, like, we didn't want to give it up, but we're really trying to focus. Like, you're trying to grow multiple veterinary businesses. I'm making a huge push in 23, 24 in the real estate space. And it's like, something has to give. Can't do it all.
I have three themes written down in regards to this topic. And the first is responsibilities. You and I both have responsibilities. We recognize that. And if we are not looking after number one, number two, and they're different, then we're not doing our job as both fathers and professionals. That's the way it is. Number two, joy. What brings us joy? If this podcast didn't bring us joy, guys, peace out. We're done. But that's not the case. We enjoy this podcast. We love the people we've met, the conversations, the information we get to learn. So let's keep it going. And then number three, if commitment needs to change, then that's all right. And I think it's been a matter of you and I in evolution of conversation being all right with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really ebbed and flowed. And I mean, who knows? This is our decision for right now. Bi-weekly, I think we're coming back January 18th. So we're taking, you're going to miss 3 weeks because there won't be an episode. We'll be back January 18th into a bi-weekly routine. For how long? We have no idea. Our commitment was just like, let's try it out and reassess, you know? So I guess stand by. There'll be another sitcom episode in the future where we dramatically reveal the direction.
That was a great setup. And dramatically, there's people out there that listen to this. They enjoy our entertainment. Spotify just did a wrapped up session. I'm going to share some Instagram facts or some facts on Instagram that are provided by Spotify. And it's out there. Just a random fact, though. Number three country that listens to the Veterinary Project podcast.
Well, I know this because you told me on a random phone call, but I didn't get it the first time you asked me.
I still don't understand. Belgium.
Okay.
I'm going to number like- one, US number two, and Belgium is number three. So somebody from Belgium reach out to us.
One sec. Okay. Let me jump in here. I don't know if I've even told you this. I'm digging deep in the memory bank here. I don't remember the name, but there is someone that messaged us somewhere, either email or on YouTube from Belgium. I'm not joking. And they said, listen to you guys. I would like to send you Belgium beer, right? But it's like then like tying this together when we were like debriefing all of our responsibilities, it's like I haven't checked the email in a very, very long time. Like I have no clue what's going on our YouTube channel. And we were like, well, if we were really all in, we would be all in. And it's like the evidence points to like, no, we just kind of like shooting the shit with cool guests. So
true. And
anyway,
like listening to it. So that's what we're going to continue to
do. The listener from Belgium, reach out again. I apologize that we dropped the ball. Belgium beer sounds awesome because they do have great beer.
They really do. So there's our tidbit. I'll leave a couple others. Which actually just shocked the heck out of me.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't really even look at any of that. I just am like, it is cool though. When you pick your head up and like see like, and we get a lot of comments and thank you everyone because they really do mean a lot. You know, just the odd message here and there like, hey, that episode was so-and-so. That was a good one. That was impactful. You know, we're really happy that we're providing value and impact.
Well, let's jump into it then. We're going to do another fact for everybody. Because we've gone weekly for as long as we have, we are now in the top 2% of educational podcasts on Spotify around the world. That is absolute ridiculousness. So therefore, that talks to a theme that we're going to be chatting about right away here, which is consistency. We knew when we started this, we had a commitment to it. We wanted to provide podcast output and make sure that there was quality to it as well, which we think that we've received through all the guests that have come on board. But that consistency is held true. And people have that expectation. So when we're talking about cutting back to bi-weekly, this really is going to affect that. And we recognize it, but we go, hey, guess what? Responsibility, joy, and commitment are also important. It's what it is. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't intend for us to go this long on it. I'm going to say one more thing on it. And I don't know how it's felt for you, Jonathan, because we made this decision a few weeks ago. I can't remember exactly when. And then it's been a while till we've got to this recording. I am starting to evaluate most things in my life with just the quick, simple, does it feel light or does it feel heavy? Right. And you know immediately, like you do. If you're second guessing yourself, you're not honoring your first instinct. And it's like this decision feels very light for me. Like the recordings we've done since then, like all of it, because weekly is very heavy. Like you finish one episode, you're on to the next, you're on to the next, you're on to the next. Like this feels fun. With that in mind, the last thing we were going to chat on here, because we are wrapping 2022, not so much of a reflecting on the 2022 podcast episodes and guests, just Jonathan personally, professionally, when you pour that whiskey or that rum and eggnog, sit next to the fire here sometime over the Christmas holidays, look back on 2022, what are you going to be thinking about?
So this is where I look up to you so much, Mike, because you're so much more introspective than I am. I'm in a place of change in my professional life as well as personal life as a result of that. The change to CEO means more responsibility, and I think it's amazing. And I think there's delegation of duties and leadership and pieces that I'm still in the beginning parts of my journey on, which are going to require me to be conscious in 2023. And that, as a result, affects my personal life because I'm away from home more and there's more needs to have me in the businesses that I'm in. So I am in early days of trying to figure that out and what I'm going to have to do in 2023 to be as successful as I am, both for my businesses and my family. That mean a lot. Super caring wife and family that understands, but also needs me there. So when I'm thinking back to it, it's going to be taking that piece of paper and writing down really what's important and working backwards from there.
Nice. Anything jump out? I'm totally ad-libbing here. So I got a good buddy that had a chance to interview Jesse Itzler. You know, he's the Living with a Seals guy. He's built a bunch of businesses. His wife is Sarah Blakely, who created, founded Spanx. So kind of like just a power couple of entrepreneur. And his feedback on Jesse's keynote speech was that it was the best he's ever heard, which, to be honest, Jesse was not really on my radar as like a powerhouse speaker. And he's been sending me clips here before it comes out public. And one of the things he talks about is, and there's a Japanese term for it, which I can't remember, but is one like exceptional experience in the year, right? Where you drop something in. Is there anything in 2022 for you, Jonathan, that is just like, you know, that experience or that decision or that event that was like, you know, sticks out? And I am completely unfair because I am throwing this one at you. This was not in pre-recording notes. So now
I'm... Great question. It's a great question. I think related to Mosaic was really Greg, myself, and Candace. So the three of us in different conversations deciding where the next steps were with the business and what we were going to do with the business. I would say that choice was taken very seriously and would be the most instrumental choice for 2022 that has affected me professionally and personally. Yep.
Nice.
That's without a doubt. Lots of weeks of thought and processing and figuring out what we can do.
Nice. Yeah, I like that concept. I'm going to try and for 2023, like, you know, pick an experience, probably a family experience that, you know, when you look back on 2023 that you're like, wow, I'm glad we did that. That was a cool. So
I'm going to ask one of my classic questions. Why?
Why? What do you mean why?
Why pick that out? What does it do?
An experience or what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, totally. I'm putting you on the spot now.
No, I like it. For me, I mean, number one, you get intentional. Like you don't just react to your life. Like you said it, right? For that experience to happen, you have to put the pieces in place to create it. And then the other one is like, that's the point of life. You know, like the last thing I want is to look back at my life and be like, you have no cool experiences. And cool's, I don't know why I'm using that word. Who cares what word you just adjective you describe the experiences with? But like, it is easy to just slip into the routine of January's gone, February's gone, March is gone, right? It's the busy time of year. Okay. Right. And that year will disappear being busy.
December 6th, I read a post on Instagram from somebody that I follow and respect. And he said, everybody that has already called December in 2022 gone, wake the F up. There's still 6% of the year left. What are you going to do about it? And to the experience of life, if you have already written it off, that's a sad life.
Yeah. Okay. Since we're going on it, the other things he said, which were, I won't go as deep on them, was every second month, do something you've never done. Right. And it doesn't have to be huge, right? Like for me, it could be I go take a paint class. I've never taken a paint class. That's easy. Something I've never done. I don't know why I said that top of my head. But he said, like, those new experiences, like, test it out. Doesn't mean you got to take it up and do it forever. And then his other thing was every quarter, one new healthy habit. And then he did the math on all that where you lay it out. And it's like, just think about that. At the end, you're 85 years old. So let's just pretend you've got 45 years left. You'll have 45 killer experiences. You'll have picked up 160 some healthy habits. You compound all of that. You're radically transformed. And every second month, you'll have done something new. So six times a year times whatever, 40 years, 240 random new cool things you tried. That's a cool resume.
It's 1% better. It's 10 Forrest Gump movies all in one.
I know you like Forrest Gump.
So good, buddy. So good. We had no idea we were going with this topic today.
See, this is part of the freedom that comes with not having any sponsors. Anywho, let's bring it on track. So,
switching around then for you, as you're sitting there at the end of the year, perhaps not with your rum and eggnog, but a craft brew out of Saskatoon. What are you going to be thinking about when you look at 2022?
Obviously I have to say, Ethan, the cool part for our listeners, I was telling Jonathan this, is I do an exercise and I have just a one page document. It says, if 2022 is going to be the best year ever, what needs to happen? And I wrote that, I should have dated it, but I didn't, sometime at the end of 2021. And on there, it says, is Ethan in the oven or wet behind the ears, is exactly what it says. And it's like, I already had him named before he was even like, so it's just, it's funny how some of that stuff works. I mean, we planned on having a kid, but then it's a boy and now he's named Ethan. So here he is. And then the other one is still the running the 10 kilometers in under 40 minutes. Didn't hit it. But the best part of that was just the decision to push my health that hard, because it opens up all sorts of other interesting categories where it's like, okay, if you're going to hit that, you got to do a whole bunch of other stuff to get there. And so that decision totally changed my 2022, and it's going to totally change my 2023.
So sweet. And that's intentional as well too. And look at what happens as a result of it. So interested to see where that takes you in 2023, buddy. Coming to a close here. We've had a lot of amazing guests on in 2022. Highlight for the Veterinary Project for sure. Just enjoying all of our conversations. We're not going to go into specifics today. We consciously said we wouldn't do that. But just a thank you to everybody that spent all of the hours with us. To Doug, our producer, who, you know, puts in time on the weekends and the follow-up and is just on the ball. He's a great dude. So a big thank you for all of his work in 2022. Our new social media crew and our old one, which we had a lot of respect for as well, too. A thank you for them for all the work done in 2022. This would not happen if it was just you and me.
So I think we've proven that. They would be recorded, put into the cloud, and never seen again.
That's exactly it. So as a result of all of our team and those that make it possible, a big thank you. Yep. And yep, it's a joy to work with, because otherwise, yeah, like I said, we'd be done. So that's what we have. So as we wrap up into 2022, we are going to be back, like you said, mid-January. So don't click your unsubscribe buttons. Just the opposite. Share with your friends. Let's get more people listening to the Veterinary Project. We hope to bring on many more guests in 2023 that are making a difference, living their fullest lives, both within the veterinary profession and elsewhere, and hopefully be able to share those conversations with you in whatever way you're listening to this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Veterinary Project Podcast. As a recap, on behalf of our hosts, the Veterinary Project Podcast will be releasing new episodes weekly. So be sure to tune in as we bring you more conversations aimed at helping you enjoy a life well lived. If you enjoyed what you heard on the show and you want to stay in the know, please like, love, and or subscribe to the podcast on the listening platform of your choosing, as we're available on all the usual suspects. If you know of others that may benefit from these conversations, we'd love it if you please shared the show with them, as this will help us grow our community to reach more and more veterinary professionals. Speaking of which, if you are a veterinary professional and would like to get connected with more like-minded individuals who are joining us on this journey, please send an email to theveterinaryprojectpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll invite you to be a part of our private Facebook group. General feedback, requests for information, or perhaps requests to be a guest on the show can also be sent to theveterinaryprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Dr. Michael Bug and Dr. Jonathan Light, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll catch you again next week for another episode of the Veterinary Project Podcast. Bye for now.